Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, getting ready for a big Saturday of playoff football with three area teams in action today, including the Orion Chargers at Charger Field hosting Rockford Christian. And the one nice thing about postseason football, Coach, is those opportunities where you get to play a brand new opponent that you've never seen before. And that's one of those situations today. I always like that when you get the opportunity to play somebody brand new.
Yeah, we're really excited to get that draw. I mean, you know, that's a quality opponent, but it's just like you said, you know, to play somebody we have never seen before, we have no history with. I think that's what the IHSA playoffs is really all about. And, you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity. I mean, not that we wouldn't, you know, enjoy playing, you know, some of our more local teams, but we can wait later on to get to handle those guys. And it was nice to see a new face as an Rockford Christian get into the playoffs.
Well, why don't you talk about your preparation this week? You get in the playoffs. You knew you were going to be in the playoffs, you know, after you picked up your sixth win, which you head to week nine then in a, you know, a hotly contested emotional game with Rockridge. You fall with an interception in the end zone and lose 20-17. How do you think the kids have responded and recovered going into week 10?
Well, they've done very good. I mean, you know, it's been very workmanlike here in Orion this week, and, you know, we've brought it up quite a bit as far as, hey, you know, there's a lot of things we left on the table on Friday night, and, you know, I don't know that we played our best. Actually, I know we did not play our best, but, I mean, give a lot of credit to Rockridge. There's a reason for that, but we made mistakes we don't normally make, and might have been the size of the game. I don't know what it is. I can't really quite put our finger on it, but our practice or our preparation this week has been really outstanding. Thursday's practice, we played a simulated game, and they were lights out. They were moving at game-type, playoff-type speed for about 2.5 hours. So I was really pleased with that. Now, we're excited. Hopefully that we really feel like this team, who has not really practiced very well throughout the season and been able to overcome that, we're trying to get that out of them, and Thursday was a great indicator of how well they can practice. It should be a great indicator of how well they will play come Saturday.
Well, and I know we're talking to you on Friday morning, and, you know, I look, in both teams are subject to the same elements, but I'm interested to see. I mean, it's been a pretty good weather year so far in the first 9 weeks of the season. Really hasn't been extreme issues one way or the other, but tomorrow is going to be a pretty cold day for football when you have temperatures in the lower 40s right around game time, and, you know, the wind really going to be whipping. I mean, they say officially 10 to 15, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, but you get in those open areas, and, you know, the fields are picked clean now that surround Orion. So it's going to be a windy day and going to be a cold day weather-wise tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing we kind of stress with our kids is that, you know, be mentally tough. Don't let the outside elements kind of affect you. And the first day, I think it was Monday, was really bad, or Tuesday, one of the others, and we went out to practice. And for the first about 15 minutes, all I could hear the kids are, oh, my God, it's cold. It's so cold. Are we going to practice in this? I'm like, well, the indoor facility's not quite built yet, so, yeah, we're going to be outside for a while. But that's one thing. I want them to concentrate on the opponent. I don't want them to worry about the weather. If they can kind of put the weather aside and go ahead and play their game, that'll be the best team that wins, the one that can put the elements beside them and be mentally tough. So, I mean, that's kind of what we're stressing to these guys is in making sure they're focused on the Lions and not the 35 or 40 degree weather.
Yeah, you're playing a team that is now in the Big Northern Conference, and you know a little bit about that league from back in the day with the likes of Stillman Valley and, you know, the Byrons of the world that have played there in Oregon. You know, Rockford Christian is kind of new to this playoff experience. Finished 5-4. You told me off the air, kind of a spread offense type of team you're going to face. So give us kind of a thumbnail sketch of what they like to do, and what are the challenges for Orion on Saturday?
You know, it really was good to play Rockridge Week 9. I mean, they're not quite a mirror image of them, but their schemes are they're schematically very, very similar, both offense and defense. You know, offensively, you're going to see spread, four wide receivers 90% of the time. They have two great running backs that they use, two bigger guys, so they're a little bit different in that regard. And the quarterback's a little bit different, as he's a bigger, more of a downhill runner rather than the Federer kid. But the schemes are the same. Defensively, they're a 4-3 quarters team, so very similar to what we see in Rock Ridge. So it was really nice to see that. They'll do some different things with our wishbone. And I think seeing the film on what maybe Rock Ridge did is will be easy for them to kind of take that game plan and use it. So we'll have our work cut out for them, for us, you know, going in, moving forward like that. Because I mean, Rock Ridge had a great scheme, and they have that film. So I would imagine it wouldn't be too hard for them to implement that. So.
Well, and I know when you look back to last year, and when we talk about, you know, playoff football, you look at that, you know, game last year with Deer Creek Mackinac, where you have an opportunity early in that game with field position, I think a turnover, don't cash in, and you let that opportunity kind of go by the wayside. That can set, you know, or the wheels can fall off, so to speak, in a hurry. And I thought that kind of happened maybe last year, where if you're given an opportunity early in a game and want to, you know, set the tone early, you have to capitalize on things like that.
No, absolutely. I mean, especially, you know, last year, that's such a great DMAC team. If, you know, if they fumbled on the third play of the game and we moved the ball maybe like 5-6 yards and had to kick a field goal. You know, if we can get an early score, I think that's important. You always say this, and I hold it very true to high school football. The first one that gets a 2-score lead is I would say a pretty good chance, 90% chance you're going to win the game. So getting off to a great start is going to be important to us. They have scored first, and I want to say 7 of their 9 games. I might be exaggerating a little bit, but they score really quickly on their first drive. They're well prepared as they start. So. Defensively, it's going to be very important for us to get them off the field early. And offensively, we need to do what we do and get in the end zone in the first quarter.
All right. And then, you look back to last year, and, you know, it's been a team game for Orion in 2017 with a lot of kids stepping up. I get that. But, Logan Lee's had such a fine regular season for having the attention that's placed on him, you know, not only by the Orion people, but everybody in general in this area. I'm just curious for you, you know, going into Saturday, because people forget, you know, that young people have to learn, you know, in this game. And he learned a lesson last year in week 9 when he got, I'll never forget it, when he got in that scrum against Riverdale in week 9. And an official saw him and threw the flag and ejected him, so he didn't get a play in week 10. And he knew the deflating feeling when he walked off that field and a coach told him, well, you know you can't play next week. You know, you just see the air go out of the lungs, basically. So I would ask you, how motivated and how charged is he to play this weekend after losing that opportunity last year? I would assume that he's got to be pretty jacked up about that.
He's had a great week of practice. You know, I know we don't really talk about it too much, but knowing him and knowing the driving factor behind him, I know that he's excited. We did tell him when we did clinch, I think we beat Morrison, but to clinch, and then we got our 7th win. We were coming home from BV, and I know because we were on the bus. I just can't remember what bus ride we were on. It was a long season. And I walked up to him, and I tapped him on the shoulder and said, welcome to the playoffs. And he kind of looked at me and smiled, and I said, you know, he was hurt his freshman year where we went to the quarterfinals, and he was going to be a big part of that run. And then he's never played in a playoff game, so I know, you know, he's really excited internally. I mean, you know, he still practices really well. He's still the same kid every day that he is. But I you can probably tell, you know, and you'll see a little bit amped up Logan Lee probably on Saturday. And I just hope that he doesn't, you know, he lets the game come to him. He doesn't take it too much, but I know when he steps on the field for a playoff game, it's going to be pretty exciting for him.
All right. Chargers today at 1 o'clock kickoff against the Royal Lions of Rockford Christian. Our coverage on WRMJ begins at 12:30 on WRMJ.com. Coach, good luck today.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jim.
Chip Filler, the head coach of the Orion Chargers, joining us on WRMJ.